Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Sunday, September 15th, 2018. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 meter wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Police have evicted thousands of people believed to be ZANU-PF supporters who were illegally occupying pieces of land in Harare. Parliamentarians face a mammoth task as they start to align several laws with the new constitution as fears mount that ZANU-PF will amend Zimbabwe's supreme law to entrench its rule.
Fortunately, when we drafted the constitution, we made sure that the important clauses were not amenable to amendment unilaterally by parliament. So ZANU-PF cannot amend the constitution on those fundamental issues on its own.
And Dynamos beat bitter rivals Caps United as Bulawayo Giants Islanders fall in a league match. Stay tuned. Police have evicted thousands of people believed to be ZANU-PF supporters who were illegally occupying pieces of land in Harare. Police moved into some Harare suburbs between Thursday and yesterday to evict the land occupiers. Some of them paid so-called settlement officers between $10 and $20 for the pieces of land. Secretary for Local Government Killian Mupunga says these people settled illegally in Glenview, Glenora, Kuatsana, Chitungwiza and other areas under the name of ZANU-PF. Mupinga says members of the public should stop grabbing land in urban and rural areas. He says those wishing to get stands should join legal housing cooperatives or buy directly from local authorities. Parliamentarians face a mammoth task as they start next week to align several laws with the new constitution of Zimbabwe, as fears mount that they will amend Zimbabwe's supreme law to entrench ZANU-PF rule. The government could attract lawsuits if it fails to bring the laws into line with the new constitution. Deputy Justice Minister Fortune Chasi told the state-controlled Sunday Mail newspaper that Parliament is expected to institute comprehensive legal alignments when the 8th Parliament, which officially opens Tuesday, starts sessions on September 24th. Chasi is quoted by the newspaper as saying the laws that need to be enacted urgently are provisions for the operations of provincial councils, alignment of terms of citizenship rights, new statutes on the death penalty and broadcasting services. Critics say laws such as the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act and the Public Order and Security Act should be amended as they violate some provisions of the new constitution. ZANU-PF has the parliamentary majority to amend the new constitution. MTCT spokesman Douglas Mwenzora says his party will boycott the official opening of parliament Tuesday.
Our members of parliament are not going to attend the official opening of parliament by President Mugabe. This is because we do not recognize this election. President Mugabe is a president because of a monumental fraud that was committed upon the people of Zimbabwe.
Now, it seems as if starting on the 24th of September, ZANU-PF is actually thinking of having most of the laws of Zimbabwe coming into sync with the new constitution. Now, at the end of the day, are they not going to amend the constitution to entrench their own rule?
Fortunately, when we drafted the constitution, we made sure that the important clauses were not amenable to amendment unilaterally by parliament. Important provisions like the Bill of Rights and the other provisions can only be amended by referendum. So ZANU-PF cannot amend the constitution on those fundamental issues on its own.
That was MTCT spokesman Douglas Mwenzora in Harare. ZANU-PF parliamentary chief whip Joram Kumbo says the MTC should not boycott the official opening ceremony.
If MTCT are going to stay away, then whose interests are they representing? Just for the lack of a better word to use, is political immaturity.
Looking at the new parliament, in terms of aligning some laws with the new constitution, how many laws are you targeting as ZANU-PF?
No, I don't have to target laws myself. This is why we are saying that those people from ZANU-PF and MDC must come and listen. I don't know them for now, because what happens at each opening of a parliament or a session of a parliament, the president, wherever, even in Europe or anywhere, the president of a country or the prime minister of a country charged with the responsibility of running that country makes a statement, and I cannot myself preempt it because I don't know what he's going to say.
That was Joram Kumbo, ZANU-PF Parliamentary Chief Whip, speaking with reporter Chonga Kandemiri. Meanwhile, the MTC formation of Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai is seeking an order to compel government to accept the appointment of non-councillors as city mayors. The party's lawyer, Tendai Toto, speaks about this High Court case.
We have just filed our papers in the High Court of Zimbabwe. We have requested for a duty judge, and the duty judge is going to attend to the matter anytime from now. I'm actually on my suit and tie to ensure that I present myself before a judge and within the concept of a court official. The matter may be heard between now and 10 p.m. I'm assured by the chief registrar of the Supreme Court that the matter will be heard today because it's an urgent matter. It's of national importance, and everyone is actually waiting to hear whether a judge of the court is going to pronounce plus or minus MDC or plus ZANU-PF or minus MDC or plus MDC minus ZANU-PF. You know, the courts are there to hear arguments and toss a coin. If it's a head, it's a head. If it's a tail, it's a tail. And we are just waiting. Everyone is anxious, including Zimbabwe, is very anxious to know whether or not non-elected councillors will be selected as mayors.